This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
And I was like, fuck you fucking moron. And that was the last time I saw my brother.
Damn.
I know.
Incredible start to the show.
I had to do it. I had to do it.
Well, let me tell you something.
Because
you got a lot of support.
That's on the line.
Yeah.
And thank you. I know I did have support. I knew I had support.
We're all behind you the whole time.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be here.
Man, this is one of those rare boys.
Describe the boy.
Well, what we have here is a Kevin-less episode.
Yeah.
So it feels like pre-Kevin right now.
Yeah.
Can you get pregnant from pre-Kevin?
I think you got about a teaspoon's worth of shot. Okay, well, not everything I got to say is going to be a winner. You got to tell these people to fix their boundaries.
Come on, guys. Let's relax.
I'm coming.
Not that much. Dude, I need to add the Adam Sandler. Oh, my God. I'm going to come.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
I'm going to come.
Oh, my God. I'm going to come. Everyone from our generation has a pretty good Adam Sandler.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you don't, you do.
Let's hear it really quick.
Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
Have you seen that movie?
I have not, but I heard it's great.
It's so good, but it's like also intense as fuck.
Yeah.
The whole movie is like an anxiety attack, a panic attack.
It's about edging.
Well, yeah. It's really like intense.
And holy shit, I'm gonna come.
Yeah, it's actually, I think you should watch it. I know, okay. I just described it like a panic attack, and I will stand by that.
It's nothing I haven't heard before. I heard about this movie.
I
would still be excited to watch it. I keep forgetting that it exists.
I know, it's come and gone.
Yeah. Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
Come and gone. So Mike and I, so yeah, and not only are we Kevin-less, we're doing like a later boy.
Yeah.
It's not the morning.
Woke up, allergies, and 4.5 hours out playing golf in the sun. Thought it was 30 degrees cooler.
That'll do it.
Than it was, but I had a granola bar and I'm fine. But I am at, like maybe 15% battery total.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about the kind of battery you'd be at if you were a 40-year-old man who ate a granola bar and that's it.
Well, I'm 38.
A 38-year-old man who ate a granola bar and that's it.
Yeah. What time is it? No, it's time to eat more than a granola bar. It's almost 3:00.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Uncut Gems. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that movie.
I bet it's great. It's great.
It's great.
I'll say it.
It's great.
I'll pre-say it.
So we were talking about...
Can you get pregnant from pre-save it?
Thank you. So we were talking about how... Because Mike and I... Well, man, I don't want to go too inside baseball. And I also don't want to share... our fun personal conversations that we have.
I don't want to share any of our fun personal conversations.
But, okay, so then what I'll say is that we came to a point in a discussion before the show where I said, I think I would be a bad gay.
Yeah, uh-huh. And what are you basing that on?
I'm basing it on many things. But the first thing I'm going to base it on is that I have the... most sensitive gag reflex you could possibly have.
Yeah, same.
You brush your tongue with a toothbrush?
Yes.
this boy's gagging.
Yeah, same. If I hit a molar.
Gag.
Gag. Too early in the morning, gag.
Gag.
Think banana, about brushing teeth, gag.
Banana touches the roof of the mouth.
Yeah.
Gag.
Head of penis just in, not back, gag.
And guess what, you dirty fucks? I don't want to gag. Because I know some of you perverts are like, we like it when they gag, don't we, boys?
Yeah, some of you perverts are saying that.
Well, and I don't want to gag.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want your phallus.
Steve doesn't want stringy spit.
I don't want it. I don't want to water my eyes.
He doesn't want a mascara run.
I don't want to run my mascara to run. I worked all night on my mascara.
Steve doesn't want a forehead sweat while he's in intimate times.
Oh, I got to look good for my church group. So anyway, yeah, that and also I am just intensely into pussy.
Dude, the audience is behind you today.
I think you're right. We got him.
Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
But what kind of gay would you be? Should you be a gay? Should you find yourself a gay?
Well, if we were in an alternate dimension where
you're gay,
I am gay. I don't know. I probably not much would change. I know a few gays that are like,
you're like a little bear.
Goofy nerds. I know goofy nerd gays.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like bears, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many categories now. I can't keep track.
Bear.
Bear cubs.
Twink.
Yeah, but even bears have an umbrella. There's like polar bears.
Uh-huh. Umbrella bear.
Koala bear.
Bear who jumps off stuff and lands soft. Umbrella bear. Downy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Goose.
I think I'd be a Ruxpin if I was a gay guy.
A Ruxpin.
Yeah. You put your tapes in my butt.
You just watch and you tell stories.
I watch. Yeah. I tell everybody what happened.
You tell stories.
I watch and I tell everybody what happened. This dude's a total Ruxpin.
Natural Ruxpin.
Let me hook you. Let me hook you up with Mike. He's such a Ruxpin.
Oh, dude, you need a Ruxpin in your group? We got a storyteller, dude.
Let me give you Mike's number. He is a Ruxpin.
Let me tell you something. You're going to want to set round the fire when this Ruxpin's around. Oh, you need a grubby? Well, a grubby comes with a Ruxpin. So if you don't have a Gruxpin,
they travel together.
If you don't have a Gruxpin, you don't get grubby.
What's a grubby?
You don't remember grubby? Dude, I was all into grubby. Grubby was fucking awesome. Grubby's the shit. Grubby's my boy.
What is it?
Let me show you a picture of Grubby.
Is it a worm?
Is it are you coming to that conclusion?
Grub.
Because of Grub?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Is this another type of gay guy?
He's not just any kind of worm. He's a magical one.
Is he a gay guy? Is he a gay worm?
I don't know.
You have to know.
He might be gay, yeah. Well, how's your gaydar?
Fine to moderate.
Okay. Then you tell me. Well, I don't think how's your gaydar?
Yeah, yeah, that's a gay guy. That's a gay worm guy. With person foots? His person foots and hands?
Well, he's a creature.
Yeah?
He's a creature.
He's a worm.
But that's what he looked like as a toy. He's way cuter. And my gaydar doesn't go off on this one, Queen.
He looks like if there was like a Sesame Street about organs, and that was the colon. And he's like singing songs. Yeah. I get rid of the food.
I gotta tell you, dude, I loved this motherfucker.
Why?
Teddy Ruxpin was cool. But it was all about Grubby for me.
Let's take a second.
Well, I don't know. Take a look at it. It kind of looks like a cool creature.
Uh-huh.
Like a magical. It's not quite a caterpillar because it's got weird feet.
It looks like if the baby from dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Was a worm.
And guess who made the baby from dinosaurs?
Same guy.
Jim Henson did. Jim Henson. But Jim Henson didn't make that.
Whoa, what the fuck?
But I love Jim Henson, so there's the connection. I like puppets and creatures and shit.
Who made this guy?
Well, must have been a company called World of Wonders, Mike. World of Wonders.
What did he do?
Let's go on a journey, dude. What do you mean, what did he do?
What did this guy do?
He's innocent.
What did he do? He's just innocent. A worm? What he didn't say nothing? What did he do? You don't know what he did. What'd Grubby do, bud?
Grubby was Teddy Ruxpin's friend. And, by the way, if you're listening, you could connect Grubby and Teddy Ruxpin via a little cable. Almost like a headphone jack. You'd plug it under Grubby. Watch uh-huh. out. And then you'd plug it on Ruxpin.
Yeah.
And they would tell story. They would be in sync with the storytelling.
They would say the story at the same time.
Could you imagine? It's like they say the same yeah, thing.
And people and wanted that.
The feature. That, like, you get another one and you'll have two guys saying the same story at the same time.
Yeah, but they all had, they had their parts. They had different parts.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Ruxpin would be like, okay, so let's say...
My name's Teddy and I'm here to say...
No, that's not my Teddy Ruxpin. He never did any rap. He would basically go like, hello, friends. Welcome to... Whatever the fuck their magical land was called, I forgot.
Cincinnati, I think they were in.
They were in, like...
Cleveland.
Like, yeah, like New Hampshire.
Welcome to Cleveland.
It was some kind of fisherman's town.
Uh-huh. They were in Maine. They were in Portland, Maine.
They were in lobsters. They were in lobster fishing.
Yeah. Danbury. Teddy Ruxpin's from Danbury.
And deep into lobster fishing. Like every dock was owned by Ruxpin.
Why were none of the episodes about that?
It wasn't about that. That was a whole other venture. It wasn't about that. It was about going on magical adventures. It wasn't about him monopolizing the lobster capture.
What I'm hearing is that show wasn't about regular adventures. It was about magical.
Exactly.
And that's because, Teddy Ruxpin and Grubby.
Let's be honest. If you're a fisherman, if you own three of the largest lobster capture and distribution farms,
the largest lobster training facility in the northern northeast.
That's right. Then that's an adventure. That is an adventure
but
of its own.
It's not.
It's not magical. Where the magical adventures begin.
That is a great adventure.
Yes.
And it's worthy of our respect and our time, absolutely. But it's not magical.
That's not, yeah. So I'm going to pass on that one. His life story is not as interesting as his magical adventures.
Is it fascinating? Is it a tale of triumph and family business?
Absolutely.
That survived two pandemics, by the way.
And supplied numerous jobs.
Built a community.
Built a whole community.
It's not magical.
He is, in fact, monopolizing, though, on the lobster farming in Maine. It is. It's bad. It's real bad out there. It's been bad. Anyway, so Teddy Ruxpin would be like, we're walking through the forest, and suddenly I see my friend Grubby. And then normally, you would hear Grubby talking.
Uh-huh.
But Teddy would just be like, hey, Grubby, how you doing? And you'd hear, I'm fine, Teddy, how are you? And
that's he'd go what like, he
I'm
like.
Great, yeah. So, but if you bought Grubby... and you put him there, dude. You put him there, right where he needs to be.
Think about... putting him there.
Think about putting him there. Look
you
at
got
him.
Teddy. Yeah, I saw him.
Think about that guy being there.
There he was there. Uh-huh. He and, was there because you put him there.
Yeah. And What we're trying to do
is visualize them together.
Yes, exactly. And this is what we're talking about here. And that's the cable too, right there under them.
So Grubby's gigantic.
Grubby's big.
Grubby's a worm the size of a bear.
He's huge. Grubby's one of his best catchers, but that's a different story. Lobster. We're talking about lobsters. So anyway, but you would connect them, and then Grubby would talk and move, and his eyes would move, and he would say his words whenever his part of the story came up.
And what was his kind of point of view?
He was just kind of like always there for his buddy Teddy.
Yeah. Permanent sidekick guy.
Yeah. Maybe a little scared.
He's a little scared. He never wanted to be.
No, the he doesn't. Number one. There is a bad guy in that world.
Who's a bad
guy? It's the people coming in to try to take over the lobster farms.
So right now the woodland creatures run the lobster farms?
No, no, that's a separate thing. They're different.
And that's what kind of gay you would be?
That's gay. we were saying that you were a Ruxpin.
That's what kind of gay I would be. That whole story. I have to say that story every time I am at a gay bar. I think I'd be kind of a slut. Kind of a gay slut.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think so.
In another dimension?
In another dimension. Another dimension. Another dimension. Another dimension.
Now you got the crowd going.
Yeah.
They're on our side.
Yeah.
And we're back. Mike, I just read a thing that said that people need laxatives, need and use laxatives so much, they rely on laxatives so much that there's a shortage.
Whoa.
There's a laxative shortage, Mike.
Interesting. What are we going to do about this? Do you use laxatives?
No, I've never in my life used them.
Why do people use them? Because they're eating too much meat and cheese?
Well, I think what's happening is, truly, it might be being used as a diet. A form of dieting.
Oh.
Like you diet diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Where you shit out your stuff.
In 2020, consumers couldn't find toilet paper on the store shelves. This year, they're having problems with an entirely different product.
I think the two are related.
Laxatives are in a short supply as demand has steadily increased for polyethylene glycol 3350.
That's when you marry two people at once.
That's actually the generic name for laxatives.
Oh.
Yeah, you get any polyethylene glycol 3350?
Dude, do you help that guy or you send him away?
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Go to CVS.
Bring that shit to CVS.
It says it's all, and that's because not only is the aging population in the U.S. using those sorts of products more frequently, but an increasing number of 18 to 42-year-olds are also seeking them out. Wow, so we got the olds. The olds.
I want to know what the sewer system looks like right now. If we can get a Ninja Turtle on the line.
Can we cut to a turtle? Dude, remember Ghostbusters Deuce?
Yeah. The one with Vigo?
Yeah, and the pink slime.
Yeah.
Imagine the pink slime, but it's diarrhea.
But it still dances to music?
Let's cut to a live feed of Leah. This is a note for Leah. We'll definitely cut this out of the show. Hey, Leah, you're doing a great job.
Great job, Leah.
Leah. Fuck. You're doing a great job. And maybe for the video, cut in a clip from Ghostbusters 2 of the River of Slime. Just type it into YouTube, Ghostbusters 2, River of Slime. And pick like a 3 to 5 second clip
drag that clip over to the recycling bin and empty the trash.
I'm thinking of a specific shot, Leah.
Why don't you grab it?
Well, and what I'm seeing is it's a river. It's the river of slime. Slime, slime, slime. What I'm seeing out.
What you're looking for is a 3 to 5 second clip of the river of slime. The
river of slime.
So, and I just want you to turn the color of that pink slime into poop. And then that's what you cut in there for a second. And then we move on.
Sometimes, and that's what this is about.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you get an idea.
You are inspired. And that's okay. That's all right.
Part of the reason that 18 to 42 year olds are using so many laxatives, Mike, apparently, is because of TikTok. Social media misinformation.
Okay. About what?
Social media misinformation.
Digital insurance.
Digital insurance. Oh, fucking fuck, man. This day is weird.
Yeah.
My fucking girlfriend got her car broken into.
Damn. Let's discuss the real shit.
Let's get the real shit out here.
So they didn't take her wallet, but they took her...
But they left... No, well, we initially thought they took her wallet, but left her ID.
Okay.
Because her ID was in there.
Okay. The what?
And I was like, whoa, that's okay. Maybe they know it's a pain in the ass to get a new ID.
Yeah.
And we're like, we'll take everything else.
Right.
But then she discovered that she had it on her.
Damn.
She did have her wallet on her, so she's fine.
But they took her
seats. But they took like a bunch of shit. I don't know. She doesn't really know what they took. Do you know everything that's in your car?
No.
Right? Like, do you don't know if there's maybe something valuable in there?
Maybe.
Maybe. Same with me.
Like maybe there's gold bars.
There could be like diamonds in there. Gold. So check this out. Social media misinformation. My favorite Daft Punk song. Uh-huh. Dude, it says hashtag gut talk.
Who is writing this article?
Is trending on TikTok.
Gut talk?
Hashtag gut talk. T-O-K.
Gut talk.
Is trending on TikTok with wrong information about what's healthy in the bathroom. The journal, quoting analytics company Pattern. I think I have a noise for that. Says searches for laxatives have more than tripled in the past year on Amazon.
What the fuck?
While manufacturers of fiber supplements say they've seen sales increase by double digits. People out there buying fiber pills and laxative pills.
Just eat food and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you putting such a strain on your system? It's like, come on.
Eating disorders are also partially to blame, as some people see laxatives as a low-cost way to shed pounds. Though that perception is inaccurate, overuse of laxatives will lead to dehydration.
Yeah, that's no good.
But does not reduce fat.
You can't get dehydrated.
Of course, eating habits are also responsible during the pandemic. Many people's diets changed. I guess this led to irregularity.
We apologize. Those weren't the noises that we meant to use right there.
Dude.
This is our public apology.
Oh shit. Shit, fuck my ass.
My ass is getting fucked.
I'd be a bad gay. Mike, there's this guy on TikTok.
I guess I just don't want my ass fucked.
Exactly. Same with me, my man.
Sorry.
And I'd just be bad at it. Sorry, I'd be bad at it. Sorry.
I'm such a rocksman in the sheets.
I'm more of a grubby. I don't really know what that means. So, Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well.
We're talking about Grubby.
No, no, just before that.
I'll tell you what, we weren't talking about anything important. Just laxative stuff.
Really good segue, I think.
You were saying from laxatives and getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember after
that. We were reading an article.
Yeah.
God, why isn't Kevin here? Motherfucker.
Usually there's one person who knows what the conversation is about.
Motherfucker.
I feel bad for whoever's dating me in the universe. Okay, go ahead.
I remember. There's this guy on TikTok, and it kills me. He's killing me. It's so fucking funny, dude. He okay. Oh man, I want to find it. I'm gonna see if I can find it.
I honestly thought you forgot what you were talking about.
Oh,
again.
Oh man, I forgot. Dude, that would be crazy, but not super surprising.
I got it. Fuck. I actually just forgot. Did you hear that? That noise was me forgetting it again.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to find this.
Tuesday, I'm at the Chuckle Hut in North Blamford. On the 20th, I'm at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
The Stress Factory?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Comedy Club.
Oh, come on. Let me in.
And on the 21st, it's Surrounded at the Stand in New York City. I'll also be at the Stand all that week. So, if you want to come to that to see me say stuff in person, it's just like this. Only you could feel my breath move if you sit close enough to the stage. If you're interested in feeling my breath move, you can come to the Stand or the Stress Factory.
In seeing my breath move.
Yeah, it's the only difference between podcast me and okay. Stand-up me is feeling my breath move.
So... you know that there's this whole thing on TikTok where people are fucking with phone scammers?
Okay.
Do you know about this?
No.
So, you know, scams, it's crazy how many people, it's really like the older folks. Don't worry about it. And it's usually the older folks, yeah. But there's a lot of scammers out there that'll yeah. call you up and be like, "We found suspicious activity in your internet firewall, ma'am. We'd like to gain access to your computer. We'll tell you how to do that, and we'll get rid of those viruses, lickety split."
Yeah.
And then they end up stealing money from a lot of these people, and it's like a huge industry, dude. Like, there's sadly so much money taken from like poor old people who
damn.
Don't know anymore damn. Things. Their brains are done.
Yeah, that's why you gotta stay up on all the latest technology and slang. No matter how old you are, it's important to know.
So anyway, there's people on TikTok who are scamming those people.
Whoa.
By pretending, like using voice changers to like pretend that they're like an old person.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, fuck them over real bad. Because they know how to, like, hack into their shit and whoa, stuff. Huh. And so you see them do this. And there's people that do live Twitch streams doing these. And, like, it's really cool. It's just literally people stopping, like, fucking with prank or fucking with scammers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But this particular version of that has absolutely tickled me, Mike. It kills me to tears okay. every time. And it's a guy who's farting. You ever seen those
okay, I'm
guys?
Interested.
You ever seen those guys that can endlessly fart?
Yeah, uh-huh.
They just like suck air into their assholes and they can just keep farting.
Sure.
Like, I think Howard Stern used to have a guy on the show that would like, his name was like Fartin' Fred or some shit.
Wasn't he Fart Man or something?
He was Fart Man,
but
yeah.
This is a different guy.
This is a different guy. Some guy would like come in and fart like 40,000 times.
Yeah, and then kind of give a little wave.
Yeah, exactly. And then they do like the Star Spangled Banner.
Cool. Cool.
So anyway, there are people who can endlessly fart, and this is one of those guys.
Yeah.
And so he's endlessly farting. Listen to this shit.
Okay.
Let me turn off the ambience. Let me turn off the ambulance. We don't need to hear it.
I miss it.
Shh, it's fine. It'll come back.
Uh-huh. P.S. and Peter? Okay.
Can you give a dog a period?
Sure thing.
Have you given dog a period?
Yes, I did.
And then type cheese and Charlie.
It's insane.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Peter. That guy with the chainsaw outside my house, man. He's really tearing up those trees. I'm sorry about that.
Holy moly.
Okay.
What's this guy's name?
Blasting ass. Will the Farter 77.
Dude, what kind of fucking universe? How many views on this? Millions?
65,000 likes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know what views are. But look, it keeps going. It's real good.
Now, what do you type over there? Can you tell me?
Yeah, it's A K. Wait, hold on. Does it sound something like this?
He's putting the phone inside his ass.
Think about how many videos he has and what the bottom of his phone would look like under a microscope.
Oh, no. It looks like a blast of shit that just tapers up, that like fades out into the rest of the phone.
He always has strep throat. Step throat. That's why your mom buries another throat. What are you doing, step throat?
Dude, he has one where he's like, I gotta let the dogs out.
I gotta open the back door. I gotta let the dogs out.
All right. Dude, you're a scammer. All you're trying to do is get this person's money. And you're like, okay, just...
There'll only be a second.
No, I need to get your numbers, your banking numbers.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, 1 minute.
It's like one... Two, four, three, nine.
Three, go back. Three.
Fuck, shit. It kills me.
I used to have this bit when we all played Fortnite that I would fart into the headset.
Oh, man. And we always knew when it was coming because you'd hear you take it off and then pull it down.
So it just, you, I stop talking and you hear this?
You would, and yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then. Oh, man. I don't know what it is, man. Like, farts are so fucking funny.
Dude, we have a group chat where we'll send voice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Farts. We did it the other day.
Where are we at? All
right. Do we know?
What? Oh, yeah. You just sent one. It was real good.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Dude, you didn't have to say that, dude. Thank you.
Oh, that was like a 7 out of 10, dude. Is that all right?
I have a lot of two-parters. That was like a polite
I rarely part. Have two-parters.
Damn.
Yeah, you're doing like a little, like, you're doing some music.
Like a little trombone. Like I'm hiding a trombone.
I rarely have a tutor, double tutor.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, let's get some ads, huh? Fuck me, mama.
Hell yeah.
Dude, G.E. Smith and the Saturday Night Live band right in your face.
Just for a second. We have them. Dude, we paid all the money. We paid $30,000 for them to be here for to do that.
Yeah, just one big giant. Oh, the whole band just blasts us out with one note.
Let me get one on the way to the ads. And that's all I need from you guys.
Oh, guys, we got some good ads today. Real fun stuff. Stuff brands we love. Not that we do ones where we don't love the brands.
There's just ones we don't love as much.
But today, we're advertising something quite revolutionary, actually, if I could say so. Maybe this is the, maybe it's more like this kind of music. Lowering it as it ends. Intentionally lowering.
Maybe it's just the release.
And then playing all the songs at the same time.
Maybe this is one of the
I'm not gonna survive this one. Everything I own goes to my nephews. I want to be cremated, Mom! I'm not going in your weird plot with the rest of the family. Actually, you could put me in there in the urn. Who else wants to have my ashes around?
Put the urn in there.
Hey, nephews that I love so much, keep my ashes around for through your 20s so that you can scare away girlfriends. This episode is brought to you by Hot Seat. That's right, Hot Seat. Mike, have you heard about this?
I have.
Hot Seat is the funniest gag ever. It's like a miniature electric chair. We love electric chairs in America. Just place it on your favorite victim's seat or in his pocket. In a few seconds, he'll hit the ceiling as it becomes sizzling hot. We're gonna burn the ass of your favorite victim. For 35 cents each, that's 3 for $1. Just mark number 102 on your order form and send 35 cents each for each hot seat, guaranteed to scare the shit out of anybody in your life. You're gonna burn their ass. And just, you're gonna absolutely burn their ass with sizzling hot heat. And last but not least, we've also got, hold on a second, let me change the ad music here. Let's change the vibe for this next one.
Maybe it's this one.
Maybe it's this one. Yeah, this one's nice. Whoops!
Whoops!
ladies and gentlemen, whoops!
Whoops!
This has been clips.
Looks like there's someone lost. Looks like someone lost their lunch. Place it on the floor and wait for your first unsuspecting victim to walk in. Ugh! Better catch him. Better catch him before he faints. Number 9016 on your order form. Only 75 cents to make it look like someone spit up their lunch. You want to make it look like one of your friends blasted out their lunch? What?
That's fun. A lot of fun sponsors today.
Absolutely. Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank all the sponsors, every episode, even the ones that aren't on today's show. But today we've got some doozies, babies and gentlemen. Of course, we're talking about Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Are you looking to start your own website? Maybe you want to have a, I don't know, a tribute to a family member. Maybe you got a garage sale.
Okay.
Maybe you've got a big show, an art gallery. You got video clips you've been working on all summer. Some kind of fanny pack album.
More people have had their own business now than ever in any amount of time. We're talking dog walkers, fanny pack albums.
If you want to showcase others. Sometimes, you know, you've got a fanny pack collection and you're like, the only buddies seeing this are the moths. So take some nice professional photos of them. Maybe even model them in your nice denim and showcase your images on a website using the tools from Squarespace. What kind of tools are we talking about here? I don't know. Maybe like your own links, your own shop, your own photo galleries, all the things you want from a website, and a professional looking one at that, with the ease of the easiest things you can think of. As a matter of fact, you can even do it on your phone. Ooh. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website if you want to check out a Squarespace website. But truly, all you got to do is go to Squarespace.com and check it out. Get that free trial. Rummage around in there. See if you like it. And when you do, and you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter, and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for the free trial, and squarespace.com/banter to launch your website for and have 10% off from your boys at the DB Labs. Stop eating my sesame cake. And thank you, Squarespace. We salute you. Guys, I love me undies. I'm wearing them right now. They're light blue and they got unicorns on them. I ain't gonna tell a lie. And Mike and I were just talking about how we have like nearly a lifetime supply of me undies in our possession.
I wanna see where on the me undies timeline we signed up. I think we're early adopters to the MeUndies.
I think so too. We're just grandfathered in and we get MeUndies. Yeah. And I'm a baby boy and I'm never gonna say a bad word about it, because MeUndies is the softest dang unders I ever put down on my precious.
And they make your precious look good, give a little lift off.
Do they really do? Those boys are built to make you look like you're packing sausage. And look. Have you ever used your underwear to be a mood setter? Or ever had a favorite pair for a special occasion? Or when you're feeling a bit lucky and you're like, man, maybe some individual is going to see me in my skivvies.
Maybe a whole group of them.
Maybe a whole boy bunch of them. Yeah, absolutely.
You got a Ruxpin coming to the crib tonight.
You can have Ruxpin and Grubby showing out. It's story time. That's when I would go, anyway, we love MeUndies up in here. Big time. Ain't gonna lie to you. And here's the deal. I certainly will wear things based on certain occasions. And if I'm going out to some kind of event, like if I'm going to a horror show, I'll put on my spookies. I have some with ghosts on them. Skeletons. Ooh, boo. So anyway, but Matt, you too?
Yes.
Yeah. So MeUndies is here to expand your horizons by offering a variety of undies that can be your perfect match no matter the occasion or mood. And you do fancy a fun and vibrant day, then you can choose from a wide range of bold colors. Are you ready to break a sweat? The Move Me collection is designed for dynamic movement.
Dynamic movement.
Mamma mia, that sounds like it's right up our apple pie. Hey, how about this? Let's make a deal. Imagine wearing the most comfortable underwears ever you've ever put on your body ever in your life. And now do it by going to MeUndies.com/banter. That's right. And you will enjoy a 25% discount on your first order and free standard shippings. You just head over to MeUndies.com/banter. And here's our promise to you. If you're not completely satisfied, it's on MeUndies. So why wait? Get 25% off your first order at MeUndies.com/banter. Oh, thank you so much, MeUndies.
Laughing, laughing and farting. What's funnier, laughing and farting or running and farting?
I need to be clear about something. That is like a running and farting. I need to be clear about something.
Yeah.
Because it can be seen rather as rather juvenile to laugh at farts and such.
No, we're not laughing at it because it's a juvenile thing. We're laughing at it because our mature sense of humor have picked up on a mature thing that's happening.
Absolutely.
And we get it.
Absolutely.
We are laughing because we get it.
But I think an important distinction needs to be made, because I want you all to know that I've got to fancy myself a bit of a professional. I know my way around the stool, and I love a fart, man. And I've been loving farts since I could smell them. And but I'll tell you, man, it's very important for you to know this. Fake farts are hardly ever a go for me. Even these boys, like these are like, we're making ridiculous sounds here. Like some of Okay. Let me get
two of those. You ordered that?
Like some of these are
you
fake.
You don't like those.
This one's fake. That one's fake, for sure. But there's some good one. At least there's some very realistic.
I like when
sounding.
They sound like a lot of it happens inside.
Yeah, or under a pan.
Like there's a party on the inside of someone that you could hear because it's loud.
You got to hear the door open thin. For a second.
Yeah, yeah, somebody came out.
But man, yeah, super fake sounding farts are hardly ever as funny to me as like real fucking like big asshole blowout farts.
Sure. And I think there's a lot of people who would agree with that.
All right, shall we do some history, Rhodes, Mike?
Yeah,
Man, this is good, man. I love laughing with you. It has been a weird day.
Yeah.
It's been a weird week.
We do apologize for the drastic change of energy on this show. Maybe it's not like any of the other ones. Maybe it's exactly like all the other ones. I really have nothing to give today.
Whatever it is, it just feels right.
You know what it is? When you don't have anything, when you don't have the energy to perform, there's obviously no performance.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
This is kind of how, like, if there weren't microphones here but we still had to talk to each other for an hour, this is kind of how it would go.
Yeah, we would just share kind of things that we think are funny right now.
Yeah.
Dude, check out these TikToks.
Yeah.
And we'd probably smoke a J. Ain't gonna lie to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
I'm a big fan of the atmospheric tones.
It's nice, right?
Happening in this episode.
I really love to.
It's like incense you could listen to.
I'd love to hear whatever this is I'm about to play.
I found out long ago. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's, long it's been a while since I've heard this one. Is this the one where the drums linger after the song ends for a sec?
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
Wow. All right. Sachin says, I'm tired of this slander, Mike.
Okay.
And says, Shalom. I'm tired of all this Neil Ghosh slander.
Yeah.
And I hope all those haters piss their pants. Honkingly. Dev. Okay, then who the fuck is Sachin? Dev.
Listen, Dev. You can't come in here.
You can't come in here.
You can't come in here. Too small.
John.
Thank you for sticking up for Neil. That's very nice.
John, someone named John here. So, well, that's an H in there. Says, first friend, table read. Hello, Dearborn gentlemen. Welcome to the table read for First Friend, a movie where the president was the friend we made along the way.
Somebody said that movie was already made.
Well, okay.
In one of the comment sections.
What they're mindlessly trying to connect.
Whoa.
Does this
have you a little
fantastically,
hot? Fantastically. Does this get you a little hot?
Oh, yeah. Because this is a good original idea. And just because Kevin James played the president in a movie called Pixels, and Adam Sandler was also in that movie, and they were friends, doesn't mean that Adam Sandler is the president and Kevin James is hired to be his friend, and it's not about an alien invasion from video game creatures.
It's not.
Do you think that just because there's a movie where Kevin James is the president and Adam Sandler is his friend, there can't be a movie where Adam Sandler is the president and Kevin James is his friend?
It makes me want to see it more.
Right.
I think it gives people a lot to argue about, but isn't that what fuels the comment section? Which fuels the views? Which fuels the marketing? And then a million people see this movie.
Yes.
Dude, I would pay good money for a movie like, you know how Face Off is John Travolta and Nicolas Cage? Yeah. If there was one where it was Nicolas Cage and John Travolta and they were trying to put faces on people.
Yeah. Why not?
It's just a little bit different. I would try that. Everybody's all horny about these meta verses.
Wasn't there a movie where Adam Sandler and Kevin James were like firemen and they thought they were gay or something?
No, they were like, they married each other to get insurance.
Oh, to get insurance. But it's Kevin James and Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
So So that movie came out, and then when Pixels came out, you didn't go, oh, this movie exists already.
A little bit different.
So someone put into chat GPT this. Can you write the script of a comedy movie scene about the president of the United States, played by Adam Sandler, who is lonely and needs a friend, so his chief of staff, played by Sacha Baron Cohen, gets a clumsy White House janitor, played by Kevin James, to be his secret friend. Title, First Friend. This is ChatGPT. Interior, Oval Office Day.
They're always playing this song.
Totally. President James Hubert, played by Adam Sandler, sits at his desk, surrounded by stacks of paperwork. He sighs and looks out the window, longing for some companionship.
Hello.
His chief of staff, Alex, played by Sacha Baron Cohen, enters. Mr. President.
Mr. President.
President Hubert, Alex, I'm so lonely, buddy. All these meetings and briefings and no one to talk to. Alex, sympathetic. I know, Mr. President. It's tough being the leader of the free world. President Hubert leans back in his chair, looking dejected. President Hubert.
Looking dejected.
You know what I need, Alex? A friend. A real friend. Someone who doesn't care about politics. Just
me. You know
me.
What I need? I need a friend. Go out there and find me a friend.
I need him to shoot you.
So you get me. Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
I will find you a friend, sir. Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
He writes it off.
This is awful. I'm glad. Remember when they said writers were gonna be replaced by AI? Yeah. Not this one.
Not this one.
I love it. I need a friend. I'll get you one.
I know it's tough being the president of the United States of America.
He literally says, "I, Mr. President, I think I know just the person." This was like written by some like 40-year-old on coke. In the 90s.
In one night.
Yeah, it's like the guy that wrote Weekend at Bernie's turned this script in first.
Yeah, what if Bernie was awake?
And they were like, what else you got? You ever done that? You ever been in a meeting and they're like, what else do you have?
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, I had one idea. And what I gave you was so good. I worked on it for so long. Oh, it's the most disheartening thing to hear. What else do you have?
It's interesting when you find out that a group of adults whose job it is to make stuff doesn't think that your thing is going to make any money. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's them hearing your idea. And it could be a good idea as it pertains to like your scale of ideas. It could be a good idea, but do strangers think that other strangers will buy it?
Well, I think it might also be one of those things where it's like, they really want people that have like a bunch of stuff. And when they go, what else you have? They hope you go like, all right, this. And as you prepare for that meeting, the second idea is your better one. You know,
I don't think I disagree with that.
Like sometimes, I'm not saying every time.
I don't think anyone who would take a meeting would be like, let me fight through the first. I have so much time. I could wait through the first shitty idea to get to the
better. I think there's just like a bunch of different ways to like approach these like weird, fucked up, you never know how they're going to go meetings.
Yeah.
And like, it's so disheartening when you hear what else do you have when you aren't ready to show them more things too. But you could also be ready with more things and you could be like, here's what I have. And your best thing could be your first thing. And then it goes down. Like maybe you had stupid ideas way down in the bottom of the barrel.
Sure.
Like you could be more prepared, but it is such a disheartening thing to hear.
Sure.
Meet your new secret friend, Mr. President. Alex opens the door revealing Janitor Jerry, played by Kevin James, who's clumsily trying to fix a mop. What does that mean? I gotta fix this mop.
This mop is broken. It snapped in half.
Maybe the president's like, why haven't you replaced that?
Yeah, what's wrong with the mop?
And then he goes, well, nobody really cares in my department, sir. There's more priority, I guess, than my mop.
I told my boss that the mop was broken in half, and my boss said, get shorter.
And Adam Sandler goes, really? They're treating you like that here? And then so he starts to put more into, like, the janitorial.
He goes undercover mop.
Like, he gives the janitor, like, a new car, and he, like, pulls up into his spot in, like, a fucking nice car.
Yeah.
And all the guys in, like, maintenance that make fun of him are like... And he's like, try not to get any maintenance on it, boys.
Dude, like there's a scene where Kevin James is mopping and the Secret Service is like surrounding him on four sides and they're just like moving with him a little bit.
Yeah.
That's in the preview.
I'd like to see him save the president from a terrorist with using that mop, that new mop he got.
Yeah.
Because the president was like, we're going to get you a new mop, son.
It's going to have bullets in it.
And yeah, it's like state of the art. It's got like a lightsaber in it.
Yeah. He's the first American with lightsaber technology.
Anyway, fuck this chat GPT shit. But thank you, John, for sending that in. That is very strange.
Thank you, John.
You can just have something written for you just like that.
Yeah.
All right.
If you typed in, you know how you could do like visual things and have it go in the style of photography or in the style of 4K?
Yeah.
What if you did script in the style of good script? Would it get better?
Give it a shot, John. This email comes from Mike, and thank you, Mike and Steve.
It's from us.
And says, hi, guy. Hi, me, us. We took care of that. Don't worry. This one's from Nick and says, thank you, Mike and Steve. Hi, Mike and Steve. Second time writer, day one listener. If you're reading this when I send this email, episode 378 will be released on my birthday, September 8th. That's tomorrow. Fuck me. Man, that's crazy. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's A K. Wait, hold on. Does it sound something like this?
Holy shit, I'm gonna come.
What an unhinged episode of the
show. So Nick says that's their birthday. So happy birthday, buddy. I'll try to keep it short, but this is what I want to say to you boys. Thank you for making me laugh every day since I was a young 18-year-old boy from white walls to walls with horns on it. Steve, your humor has never ceased to make me laugh no matter how obscene. Mike, your life advice has never stopped being helpful even if it didn't pertain to me.
Mike, I'm sure your advice was helpful to someone.
But me, maybe too. I still keep a notebook and pen in my pocket every day in case I have any ideas, good or bad. My Saturday mornings are still with you guys, and I still haven't found that great breakfast bagel in my town. What?
Bagel.
Mostly okay, he says. I hope you guys think that everyone that listens to you on purpose makes their day better. I hope you guys think that everyone that listens to you on purpose makes their day better. Oh, I see. Yes. Commas. Once again, thank you. And I hope you give yourselves a big belly laugh for yourselves today. P.S. Give Mortimer a pet for me and E.T. an address, a gentle hug. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's show.
Yes. On the 20th, I'll be on September 20th. I'll be doing a show in Connecticut at the Laugh Factory in Bridgeport. Go ahead and MikeCalzone.com, which is a Squarespace website. Get tickets for that. On the 21st, we're doing Surrounded in the main room of The Stand in New York City. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be at The Stand pretty much all week from the 16th to the 22nd, doing shows almost every night in New York. And then I'll be back here doing shows in L.A., in October 15th, I'm doing a Surrounded in Portland, Oregon, and there's tickets for that on MikeFalzone.com. The next Surrounded show is October 6th.
Hell yeah.
And we're going back to the lab at the Hollywood Improv.
Are you doing 2 shows?
Doing 2 shows at the lab.
I might come to the second one.
It's, dude, it's so much fun, and I miss how rowdy they used to be. It was an awesome experience getting to do it in the main room and proving that we could do it in the main room and sell that many tickets. And you guys came, and we had a fucking awesome show, but it is a very different, more ruckus energy in the lab.
Well, I've been to, like, a bunch now. And if you've never gone, you absolutely must experience the double show.
Yeah.
It's really something you have to do, because the first show is so, you're getting used to the format. You're like, it's so fun. It's so weird. And the comedians kind of fucking with people is always fun.
Yes.
And if you want to get kind of like talked at, it's very easy to do so when you're at these shows. Just don't be a dick and try to scream at the comedians or anything. But anyway, if you've never been to the show, I think it's important to do the doubles, because by the time the first one's done, usually, and I don't want to make promises here, but usually Mike makes it so some people, if they want to stay.
Yeah, if we have room, we let people stay, yeah.
It's a magical thing. You get to stay for the second show, and you only paid for one. It's a real nice value. And then the second show is like unhinged, it feels like. There's something a little different about it, because it's a little later at night.
Everyone's a little wacky and a little tobacky.
But I highly recommend doing them both before you decide if there's one you want to do over the other. But for me, I want to try coming to the second show and see what that's all about.
Yeah, sure.
I want to see how those vibes feel.
Yeah, so they'll be at 7 and 9:45 in the lab at the Hollywood Improv on the 6th, first Friday of the month. I believe it's the 6th. I'll get those tickets on MikeFalzone.com as well. But if you want to get them before anybody else, you go on improv.com, Hollywood, and they'll be there October 6th.
God damn it, that's awesome. You sick son of a bitch. Mama mia, I think that's the end of the show. Well, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you all. And Kevin, we hope you come back, boy. Come back to us.
Feel better, Kevin.
We left the back door open and the boy ran out.
And he got past the zizzy fence.
We haven't found him yet.
He got past that electrified fence.
Usually he's digging through some old cottage cheese in the back of a Ralph's or something. We'll find him.
Yeah, but we need him back so bad.
We'll need him back. Yeah, we're going to need him back.
We're working on awesome stuff for you guys for the Patreon. Kevin's always working on the Patreon. He would want me to say that our We Called You Guys. That's what is coming out on the Patreon very soon.
Yeah, we called patrons on the phone.
Yeah.
And we had some real fun laughs.
Yeah. So if you want to take part in that, I think we might start doing extra shows. And, you know, we have this different videos where we do a Q&A or we answer your whatever. Your call. They're not history roads. It's like he pulls them from a different.
Yeah, it's the patron. It's just like patron. If you become a patron of the Dynamic Banter,
we call you all the time.
Then you'll see all the things that, you know, we'll call you every day.
And that's a promise.
And that's a goddamn promise. That's from me to you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.